Tuesday of the sixth week of Easter. The Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." Commentary by Father Joseph Pellegrino from Tarpon Springs in Florida, United States of America. Today, we are presented with a deeper understanding of the reality of the ascension of the Lord. In the reading from the Gospel of John on Easter Sunday, Mary of Magdala is told not to cling to the Lord because "I have not yet ascended to the Father." In today's Gospel, Jesus notes that the disciples are overcome. "Because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go." Jesus must ascend to the Father, yet he still remains with us. How can he go, yet still remain? This mystery was explained by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. And since God embraces and sustains the entire cosmos, the ascension of the Lord means that Christ has not departed from us, but that he is now, thanks to his being with the Father, close to each one of us forever. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. His conquest of death gave us the life that death can never destroy, his life. His resurrection is the verification that the spiritual is real. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can diminish our hope. The negatives of the world cannot destroy the positive of Jesus Christ. The imperfect world we live in, a world where the innocent suffer, can point us to pessimism, but Jesus Christ has transformed us into eternal optimists. The living presence of the Lord in our community, in our families, in those aspects of our society that can rightfully be called Christian, have given us a reason for hope. The living presence of the Lord within each one of us has given us joy. No matter how great the barrage of negatives that the media delights in presenting, the positives of the world far outweigh the negatives. For Jesus Christ has risen. He ascended, but he has not left us.